Good news, but some good news in our small business sector. The Zero Small Business Index for May, wages up, jobs up, good. Wages up 5.3, fastest pace since Jan of 17, jobs up 4.1. Now, those numbers outpace the likes of the UK and Australia. Managing Director for Zero New Zealand, Craig Hudson, is back with us. Craig, morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
It doesn't tell the whole story because sales are down, aren't they?
Yeah, and it's important, like you just said, around how the comparison is across international markets too. A number is a number. Without context, it doesn't really mean much, right? So on the face of it, you could say it looks pretty solid, but with sales down, it's still positive at 5.7% up year on year. We're getting outstripped by inflation, of course, but you look at Australia and they're at, where are they at now? They're at 10.8%, in the UK at 14%. So we are well behind in the sales part of the economy for small business, but jobs and wages are a couple of shining lights for sure.
And that's the interesting thing. How can you pay more while doing less? That doesn't dovetail to me.
No, it definitely doesn't. So that's where the pressure starts coming in for small business owners across the country. Even though on the face of it, you look at the graphs and you go, oh, that looks okay. Ultimately, what it means, Mike, is that small business owners are taking less home. They've got less to invest back into their business, less to be able to look after their own whānau and their own families. So there is definitely a time for pressure that is coming into small business owners where they're going to need to start looking at ways to be able to alleviate that. And I think consumers should be ready for small business owners to be able to put their prices up.
What's the vibe? What would your word be for the mood in the sector?
They're tired. The uncertainty, the struggle to find staff and the fact that they're having to still juggle not just COVID, but other sicknesses are picking up as well, supply chain issues. So there's a lot of fatigue within the small business sector. Fight for talent is alive and well, but fatigue would be the biggest one.
Do you see any light at the end of the tunnel in terms of jobs and labour and not poaching every... You know, the borders allegedly, as of a couple of days' time, are open and people can come in numbers and the visas are being issued allegedly. Is that a solution?
It's one spoke, I think, Mike. But you're right, there's a lot of internal poaching, and you're seeing that within the big business world as well, where we're all competing for the same kind of talent, which ultimately drives wages up, which is good for the end employee. But how sustainable is that in the long term to be able to hold business models? I'm not sure. And it's going to put considerable pressure when inflation starts to bite.
That's right. Here's my problem towards the end of the year and into next year. So you get your 5.3% wage rise and you're sitting there thinking, this is fantastic, thank you very much. But when the small business goes under or struggles or starts to lay people off because they can't pass the costs on at 6.9% inflation plus, then what happens? You didn't get your 5.3 at all. You lost your job.
Yeah, well, we're not seeing any spike yet, Mike, of any increased death rate within business, within the small business sector at the moment. So my biggest concern, and it has been and our biggest concern, is certain industries that are under considerable pressure. And hospitality is definitely one of those, and their sales isn't even up 1% year on year this month. So they're under a lot of pressure. Their salaries are up over 5% as well. So it's that industry in particular worries me a little bit with what I'm looking at in the data.
That's what I was going to ask. So is it sector specific, and what about geography? Is it geographic specific as well or not?
For the first time across the whole country, wages grew 5%. So geography wise and for jobs, we're pretty aligned. But when you look at sales, it's discretionary spend. So hospitality and retail are the worst performing sectors from a sales perspective. Yeah. Construction are one of the highest for wage growth, for instance, so in professional services. So while they're struggling for materials and for work, they're having to retain people because they'll just walk down the road for another $5 an hour, for instance. So it's a little bit tough.
She's a high wire act at the moment, isn't it, Craig? Appreciate your insight as always. Craig Hudson, who's the Managing Director for Zero New Zealand.